Hi, I'm Mike Smith for Filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast preview of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which begins its second season on Tuesday, September 23rd on ABC. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. returns for its second season this week, ready to give the world a weekly dose of the Marvel Cinematic Universe to help tide us over until the release of Avengers: Age of Ultron. The first season met with a mixed response from fans at first, though most seemed to agree the show got better towards the end, once the events of Captain America: The Winter Soldier took place. Will the show be able to keep that momentum going? While the first season certainly had its problems, I tended to go a bit easier on it than most. Maybe it's because Joss Whedon shows always take a little time to find their footing. Maybe it's because the show is playing around in one of my favorite film universes. I'm not sure. But for every episode in the early going that was lousy, I could usually point to another that delivered a fun, engaging time, which is, after all, what the show is striving for. The problems with the first season stem from the decision to bring Coulson back from the dead. I liked the character, but his resurrection and the mystery surrounding him was weak, to say the least. Skye and Ward were also problematic characters who the writers seemed unable to break out of their cliched rut, filling out the roles of hacker and tough guy without much else to work with. But things were steadily improving, especially once the show returned from mid-season. The cast seemed to gel a little better, the characters were getting more interesting, and new elements, like Bill Paxton as John Garrett, were bringing some life to the proceedings. And then The Winter Soldier came out, and kicked all of that into overdrive. The reveal of Hydra's infiltration of S.H.I.E.L.D. gave the show a renewed sense of purpose, including the dramatic reveal that Ward was working for Hydra. The show was more confident, and while I think it was still pulling its punches in some cases, it was more exciting than ever before. So what do I hope to see going into season 2? I want to see more of what the show is doing at the end of last season. I think they've taken their time, figured out what works, and they can come out swinging. This season seems to be separated into two sections, since about halfway through, the show will go off the air for a little while to let Agent Carter take its place. I think they can do a lot of interesting things with the structure of the show because of this, and I think it's imperative for them to give it all they've got right away to help win back fans that they may have lost before all the Winter Soldier craziness last season. This season sees one new cast member being added to the proceedings, Nick Blood playing Lance Hunter. In the comics, Hunter is the director of Strike, which is like the British version of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm not sure how much of his character will be carried over from the comics, but his inclusion could mix up the character dynamics in fun ways. There are also characters coming out played by Lucy Lawless, Kyle MacLachlan, Adrian Palicki, and Reed Diamond, among others, so the series won't be wanting for talent to fill out its ranks. And that's good, since there aren't any Marvel movies coming out between now and May for the show to tie itself to so it can kick back into gear. At best, we're likely to see the show tie into Agent Carter, and possibly lead into Avengers 2 towards the end of the season. Showrunners Jed Whedon, Marissa Tanchorian, and Jeffrey Bell will have to rely on their own abilities to make this show work. And luckily, these guys were major voices on Dollhouse and Angel, so we should be okay. Thank you for listening to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review on YouTube or Dailymotion, please subscribe to our channel, like, and comment in the video below. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, true believers.